Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good, y'all. Raise it with it. In emotion.
Up inside.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. This wonderful Thursday. I ain't going to say wonderful Wednesday. Good morning. How everyone doing this morning?
Praise God, praise God, Brother Nutter. Praise God, God's plan. I can see clearly now while on my knees. You know, there's a reason, Brother Nutter, having the sisters and brothers. I can't speak for a lot of people, man. I just only can speak how I've been under the worship of a certain leadership, right? Man, it's good to, a lot of different songs and what up in this world, you know. But it's good to sense some peace before you go for God's people. And it sense some peace when God's people can listen to somebody worshiping him. Someone is taking time out and coming together and on one accord, preferably, and lifting up God. The songwriter said, I can see clearly now, Reverend. I can mm-hmm. see clearly now while on my knees, you know. You know, that's yes. what we are in life. You know, when we come to this kind of ministry, we believe that we have to come to God so humble, man. We have to put away all what's in our head and lean to God. We need to move everything out the way, because I was really sad when someone asked me, was it really Mother's Day coming up? And that kind of bothered me, man, because a lot of people, I don't know how they feel about their mother, you know what I'm talking about? Or even their wife, you know what I'm talking about? I just don't know, you know? I really don't know, real. But I do know this. Mm-hmm. I know this from the bottom of my heart. You know, it affects me probably a little different than most, you know. 1992, my old man passed on that day, you know what I'm talking about? May the 10th, you know, a Mother's Day, you know. A mother was a great mother, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, she did her best, and she did well, you know. And she loved the Lord, yeah. you know. And she told to her children, you know, to love God, you know. And she put so much love in us. We respect one another, you know what I'm talking about. Even if we disagree, Reverend, we respect one another, you know, in this right. fight we call kingdom, you know. So I want to say this, Reverend, I want to say this with love, that God has really been blessing us in these last few days about our mothers, yes. you know, talking about, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't know, it may be your granny you might call mother, you know, or might be your auntie mm-hmm. you call mother, you know, talking about, you know, and I ain't trying to make nobody sad today, but I'm not going to tell you like this. Yeah. If you know the Lord, and if your mother knew the Lord, trust me, she's in a better place. She's yes, in a totally better place than sitting right here with us. Got to wake up every day, somebody doing this, you doing that. But let me tell you something like this. Yeah. It's sweet to know that God can come in. The songwriter said, again, falling on my knees. Hey, the other one said, feel me, Lord. You know, I don't know, man. When you get into that kind of worship, it pulls mm-hmm. away from what you had in your mind and your heart and say, I thank you, God. You know, I thank you for how you came in, you know. And I know Brother Nutter has tipped in. The song kind of took a little time before it came on. But I want you to know that, man, we really believe in the Spirit of the Lord. I know my brother and I, and myself, and anybody that really love God, know you have to, when you get in this kind of ministry, this ain't just you just call and just throw something out there kind of thing. We really believe in salvation. Right. We really mm-hmm. believe that we can alter people's life. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
By the word of this tongue that we move. You know what I'm talking about? So we want to move them towards God closer. That's what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're there, we want to encourage our mothers today. We want to encourage our mother. We got another lesson today. And we're going to be dealing with Elizabeth today. Elizabeth, if it be God's will, mm-hmm. you know. We're going to be dealing with Elizabeth when she met her cousin. But I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is here. I believe it. No one can tell me anything different, because it takes God to bring us together like this. In spite of all the things we do in our everyday life, we take time out to come by and just even maybe just to listen, or maybe just to wave our hand, Reverend. And I was hearing on yesterday, but talking about it, you know, you'd be trying to get people to come on and say something, Reverend. And if folks don't come on. I'm not saying that, man. Don't get me twisted. You know, your folks, they get their feelings when you start talking like this, real. But let me give you something though. When God has put something in your heart, you know, you heard something and you need prayer. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a lot of us don't run up to the altar like, you know, but when you need prayer, man, it should say something all of your body. Did you not move where the atmosphere of God is? It should be somewhere that you just lay there and say, Lord, I need you. fill me. Now when I'm falling on you at your feet, Lord, I want you to bless me today. You know, so we want to do something with this word to encourage you today, to let you know what God. It was one little scripture stuck out to me a whole lot in this scripture, and it was coming. When I get to it, you're gonna know, because it's gonna tell you, you and I, if it's anything too hard for God, if it's anything possible for God, I don't believe there's nothing is too hard for God. No circumstances that we in our life, He can't meet us at nowhere. I don't care how bad we are, how bad we think we are, He can come there. It's a little scripture. I'm just going to read the verse of it. 37. I ain't going to throw it there, y'all. It's Luke 1 and 37. It says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." That's what
That's
the scripture
right.
said. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. I want you to hold your head on that. You might not need it right now. But you keep walking with this ministry, you don't say, "Man, this thing I got myself into, I need the Lord. I wonder if He handled it." I'm about to go back and find that little, one of them nuggets that a sister gave us about that having a larger problem, taking it to a larger God. You know, I'm talking about Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we have a little problem come up in our life, and we just boo-hoo ourselves today, the devil. Watch this here. You think it's bigger than God? Do you really think it's bigger than God? Do you really think it's bigger than God? No, ain't nothing that He allowed to come in our life bigger than Him. Nothing. I mean nothing. So I'll tell you this here before we get into the lesson, Reverend, and you have something to say, you know?
Amen. Beautiful. Just good morning. Good morning. Thank God for another chance He's given us to sit down and read Him in His Word. For Him to unfold the scriptures unto us. And just like I said, if we come expecting for God, hallelujah, if we come expecting, He always fulfills the needs that we have, but we got to expect. Yes,
praise God.
You know, like we assemble many places, you know, And if it's a sport activity, we go expecting to be entertained. So should we be when we sit down and reason in His Word? We should be expecting God to speak, expecting Him to do something. Come to Him empty that He may fill you up. God bless you.
You know, they had a nice race this weekend. They were probably expecting to see certain races, Reverend. Certain races did get off, you know. Everybody had a little fun there, you know. And they talking about days after, you know. Talking about some of that stuff that went down. They're going to talk years after years out of some of the things that people did down there, you know. And we're here today want to lift up something happened over 2,000 years ago. You know, we're going to lift it up to you. You know, we're going to be in Luke chapter 1, right? If it be God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Luke chapter 1. Brother, I know you had hit that one button. Do you want to enlighten us on something before we get in? I guess not. Okay. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for this ministry that you present to us today. We thank you for how you woke us up so we can be on the ministry, even being in fellowship with one another. Lord, we know it was you, Father God, that made it out of reality, Lord, that you sent us here to let us be able to come and worship you. And thank you, Father God, for another day of worship, Lord. Lord, we come, Lord, magnify you, lifting your name, Lord. We come, Lord, lifting up our mothers again, trying to encourage our mothers, even the children of some of the ones maybe missing their mothers, Lord. I just want to be encouraged by a mother's love, Lord. So we thank you for all our mothers, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the ones you let transition to get out these old bodies, to get into your spiritual body, Lord. We just thank you, Father God, for the ones that came through our life, Lord, that parented us, Lord, so we can be where we are today. We love you, Lord. We know, Father God, that if it wasn't for you, Father God, and one for them, Father God, some of us wouldn't even know God. So we thank you, Father God, for how you how you use our mothers, Lord, and how they spoke to us, Lord, and some of us still mirror some of the sayings that they gave us, Lord, and it resonated to us, Lord. So we love them, Lord. Lord, Father God, we know on some of them you love them more than we love ourselves, Lord. So we love you, Lord. You've been so awesome to the church, Lord. You've been so awesome to the church, Lord. You've been so awesome to the church, Lord. We thank you for how we when we pray the song and urge it in you in here, Lord. It moves the spirit of any doubts, Lord. Let them know that we have to come to you in praise and songs, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, for the worship this morning, Lord. We thank you for the words of the worship. Lord, we just ask you if we get in the word, Lord. Father God, we ask you if you hide us, Father God, behind the cross, Lord. That one hear one voice, Lord, they hear yours, Lord. As we try to touch and greet on one accord right now, as we decrease for you to increase, Lord. Lord, open up the spirit of hearing, Lord, and not just hearing, but doers of thy word, Lord. And this we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But the record is in it was recorded over in Luke, you know. We probably read it 1,000 times. But I want to deal with our mothers, you know. Maybe it might not be that many on, but I want to deal with the mothers who can hear and who maybe hear in the spirit, Reverend. In the spirit, if you understand what I'm saying. In the spirit, you know.
Sir.
Look what it says. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth an order of the declaration of those things which are most surely believe on. Look what it says. Believe on us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitness, Reverend, and minister of the word. It seems good to me also to have the perfect understanding. Help me, Holy Spirit. And all things, look at it, from the very first to write unto thee in the order of most excellent Theophilus. He said that thou mayest know the certainty of those things, watch this, Reverend, wherein thou hast been instructed. You know, I wanted to read that introduction, how Luke was bringing it in, because he's like, who is writing to? Theophilus. But also he's writing to us so we can, as we read it too as well. And he wanted to make it so they can understand, Reverend. He wanted to make sure that these things he's written, someone seen that. It was eyewitness to this thing, Reverend. It was a witness to this, and I want to show you in words. That's how, because he was a good writer, Reverend. He was a physician, and he knew how to write, Reverend, so people could understand. Look what he did right here, Reverend. He said, there was, in those days, Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of course, of Arabic. And look what he said, and his wife was of a daughter of Aaron, who her name was Elizabeth. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, you know, let's get this thing straight. He said, I'm going straight to the cut now. He didn't go to the genealogy and what he said. He begotten Jesse, and Jesse begotten David. He let the genealogy, he just went straight off into it. He skipped all. He said, President, let me do this here. President, you know who Aaron is? But since you don't, I'm going to tell you, that's Moses' brother, you know, since you don't, if you don't know. So she came through the lineage, you know. Here we go. We're dealing with this lineage. And how many years it took him to come through there? 42 generations. My. And finally, now Elizabeth is going to be on the scene. Help me, Holy Spirit. Elizabeth, look what it said. And there were both righteous before God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You remember? He said they were both righteous before God, walking in all commandments and ordinance of the Lord, blameless. Help me, Holy Spirit. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth, here we go, y'all, was barren. And they both were now well stricken in age. Help me, Holy Spirit. Here we go. We're going to get somewhere now. We're going to get somewhere, because I want you to know he's painting the picture. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's painting the picture.
Yeah.
If when you start listening to it, something just ain't going to add up. But he let him know from the beginning, if I can go back and read that part again, he said they're eyewitness, Reverend, They witnessed this. I want you to trust me, Reverend. Well, I'm going to tell you, everybody about to know, to trust me, because this was, we're an eyewitness of the minister of the word. That's in verse 02 up there. But I want to come back and tell you, mm-hmm. these people were love. These people were real good, godly people. These people walk with the king. Help me, O Spirit. These people, hey, Reverend, they walk so close with them, they got God's attention.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend, it got God's attention, Reverend.
Yeah.
You don't you want God to get God's attention? Never, you don't see, never you hear that they got his attention and getting God's attention because they live right before him. They live holy before
mm-hmm.
him. And look at this, and they got up in age, Reverend, and didn't have no child. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to find
mm-hmm.
out a praying man. A praying man. Now, he's a praying man. Here's what we got there, Reverend. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest officer before God in the honor of who? Of his course. And according to the
mm-hmm.
custom of the priest officer, his lot was to burn incense. Watch this now. When he had went into the temple of the Lord, and the
yeah.
whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. I'm going to get some of y'all. And there
yeah.
appeared unto
yeah.
him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar and incense. Now watch this. Let me stop it right here. Because I got to look what happened now. Now he's a priest. And he goes in. What they do when they say lots, right? Lots mean they gamble, right? That's called it what it is. They took a straws, right? You know, let me do this here, right? They didn't have no dice or nothing like that, but they took a little straw, right? And they broke one straw, made it shorter, and then sometimes they have one longer, and you can't see it, so they draw it, right? And whoever got the one, the odd straw, he's the one wins the lot. So he gets to go in. So he gets to go in and what? Go before the people. He does it daily.
Mm-hmm.
He does his thing daily. So it was his time to go in, help me, Holy Spirit. It was his time to go in. And, brother, he's been praying.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. He's been praying, Reverend. Let me do that again. He said, let me back up. He said, according to the customs of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. He said, there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the incense. And when Zacharias, help me, Holy Spirit, saw him, he was troubled, Reverend, and fear
mm-hmm.
fell upon him. But, help
yeah.
me, Holy Spirit, the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And thy wife, Elizabeth, shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm.
We're getting somewhere now.
Yes.
We're getting somewhere, y'all. Brother going
mm-hmm.
up there every day telling the Lord, I want a child. I want a child. And this particular prayer looked like he had for a man child. What we did yesterday, we heard about Hannah. She prayed for
mm-hmm.
a child, and God gave her one too. Help me, Holy Spirit. So
mm-hmm.
the angel was encouraging him, because I could tell, you know, you might not believe this, but you might really believe it if you get real close enough to you. If you didn't pray real hard to God, I mean real hard to God, and he'd give you something. See, God really speaks in the spirit, my brothers and sisters. He do things
mm-hmm.
in the spiritual realm that he, when this man saw that angel, is he have never seen before. Many times he'd been in here praying, have never, nothing came to him like this. And he told him, fear not. You know what I'm talking about? Reverend,
yeah.
You had an alibi experience before. I probably did. I heard
mm-hmm.
Brother Randy them have a experience. I believe a lot of folks don't know they didn't have one because they think they're just dreaming. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? But God
right.
pulled them out
right.
of the body. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
See, but he got to see this angel. And seeing these angels, it was something he had never seen on that altar, Reverend. And his fear and the angel knew, so he encouraged him, don't worry about it. Don't be comfort. Don't be frightened that what I am going to do for you. Help me, Holy Spirit. So
mm-hmm.
what did he do, Reverend? He comforted his heart. Can you imagine his heart was moving when he saw that, how his heart would move? If you could see something frightening you so bad, it's almost like you're going to have a heart attack. You know what I'm talking about? If you've ever been in that kind of pressure. But he told him, hold up. No, don't trouble your heart now. Calm down. Like, then he called him by his name, remember? He called him by his name, remember? And then he told him what's going to happen for him. And he told him how he's going to name his son. Look what he said. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. He said, he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink, watch it here, neither wine nor strong drink. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let me do it again. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let me do it one more time now. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Nice.
I'm going to get something before I leave this thing. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Nice.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The brother got a calling before he even stepped out the womb, brother. one of the books, I believe, was Jeremiah, Reverend. He said, I knew you while you was in your mother's womb, brother. I knew what you were going to be. I knew on, watch this here. I knew May the 5th, May the 4th, right, 2022. I knew everybody right now by the side of my voice going to be here. He knew it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. This is how he knew about this, what he told about Elizabeth and Zachariah. He was speaking to them, right? But he was speaking to Zachariah because he's going to help his heart a little bit because he's got to do something for him. But he put him under that Nazarene vial again, remember? Like Samuel was. He don't drink. And surely he don't drink strong wine. He don't drink. So what he did, he said, but what he going to be filled of, right? You might going to be misunderstanding him because he's going to be full of the Holy Ghost. They might going to think he's full of that wine, Reverend. Let me read it because that might have went on my head. Let me do it because that's what Louis said. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord and shall drink, look at this, shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to try to tie this for Eric. Now, this is for Eric. Why did he bring that up? And why did he put them together like that? Because there's some things that we do in the spirit. People think we drunk. Look what the woman did yesterday praying. He thought she was drunk. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, then we're going to put them in a Nazarene vial. You know, if you go look at the Nazarene vial, they don't cut their hair. And all they do is be before the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Put him in front of the Lord. He said, now the angel is specifying things because there are some people do certain things. He said, but this young man, he said, he needs to do any kind of drinking. He said, but I'm going to give him something to get high on, the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, let me get high on this thing. Reverend, he said, the Holy Ghost, man. Even from his mother's womb, the children of Israel should be. He should turn. Look, I said to the Lord their God, help me. If you doing ministry, right? God allow you to do ministry, man, and you teaching and preaching God's word, and you turn the people to the Lord. You don't turn them. I've never read this book that turn them to Eric. I have never did it.
Right.
I don't know where that comes from.
Right.
You know, I was listening. Right. I was listening to Jake last night. Right. You know, Jake gave a pretty good sermon last night. You know, he was going at it, man. He was talking about how on the Wednesday night. You know, you don't have the church is not packed like it would be on Sunday, right? But he was thinking that the people came out with a few thousand. You know, dumb, and he was doing this. His normal thing, teaching and preaching the word, right? And he had paused. But somewhere around, I don't think a lot of people be hearing some of the minister, man. He turning the people to Jesus, man. They lifting him up. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you. You know, they lifting him up, but he turned them back to Jesus, man. Because no man can get, if you start lifting man higher than God, that brother better watch it, man, or that sister better watch it. Because what's happening is now you set yourself up as being like almost what? Well, excuse me now. One man thought he summed him up, didn't he, Reverend? He looked at him, he couldn't do nothing for him. He something must so much. The man said he wanted everybody to start worshiping him. What happened to him? He threw him out of heaven.
Yeah, he threw him out of heaven.
You know who that him was? That was that devil.
Mm-hmm.
And him had to get out of there. Him is what? And it's him. They had to get out of there.
That's right.
Let me get home, y'all.
That's right.
Let me get home. And he said, go before him, and in the spirit and the power of Elijah, look at this here, and turn in the heart of the fathers to the children, and to the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make the ready of the people prepared for the Lord. That is a special, that's a special saying there for the believers, right? At that time, they believed that before this day come, that Jesus come, Elijah has to come. Help me, Holy Spirit. Well, hold your finger there, you don't believe me. Let's go to Malachi again. Let's go to Malachi. Malachi tells us, remember ye the law. That's Malachi 4:4. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I command unto him of Hebron. Look at it, in all Israel, with this statute of judgment. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great dreadful day of the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he should turn, here you go, Reverend, the hearts of the father of the children, and the hearts of the children of their father, and lest I come and smite the earth up with a curse. I'm talking Bible now. You know what I'm saying? I just went to a point where the Holy Spirit said, turn to the Malachi. I don't have no notes. Turn to the, it's in my heart though, right? Turn, because you look at that scripture, in Luke 17, you look over here, and Malachi 4 over here, and you read out until you get to the end there, it tells you the same identical thing. He said, and we go back to Luke over here, it said, and you should go before him, and he should go before him in the spirit, in the power. You see that? Unless, that means Elijah. And turn the hearts of the father to the children. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the disobedience to the wisdom of to the just, and to make ready the people prepare for the way of the Lord. And did that what I just read? What I just read in Malachi? The same thing. The same thing. I must read it again. Behold, I will send Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great dreadful day of the Lord. And he should turn the heart of the father of the children, of the hearts of the children to their father, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Same thing, my brother. John was going to make a way for Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. John was going to come in and make a way and make preparation for Jesus. And why he does doing it, he's turning people back to Jesus. This is why when you hear the ministers, whoever preaching God's word, they said, hide me behind thy secret desk, the sacred desk, and in the place where John stood before the people and preached the coming of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Preaching and teaching the coming of God. It should be at a point that when you hear God's word that you want to change. It should be a point that when you hear God's word, you want to get closer to him. It should be a point in God's word that you feel the Holy Spirit. Now, watch this here. He had it and still had it. Watch this here. Because God showed it to him, and that's why I look with here. Now, he had to make up his, they had to talk to Zechariah. That's what the angel was doing. Because he's going to do something that ain't never happened before. Man, this wife old, and he old, and stricken in age, and now he's been praying, and somebody came out of the blue and told you to appetite. Now he got to prepare his heart, Reverend. See, God had to prepare your heart for your blessing. It's many times you want a blessing, and you're not even ready for your blessing. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're not even ready for it. Look what he did here. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby should I know this? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Look, he said, for I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in age. And the angel answered, said unto him, I am Gabriel. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, because you must know this one here. I am Gabriel, standing in the presence of God, and I am sent. Look at that. I am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And behold, thou shalt be dumb. Watch this here, brother. Watch this here. And not be able to speak until the day that these things which shall be performed, because thou believest not my word. Help me, Holy Spirit. Which shall be fulfilled in their season. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to get something when I do this here. And the people wait for Zacharias and marvel that he tarried so long in the temple. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know what? I'm going to bag them when I do this here. See, now all this was going on while he was still there praying. And God, this finally he got a chance that God came to him. And he came to him so much, he specified and a certain angel and gave him a name. He said, I am Gabriel. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's almost like he said, I am God. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, I've been in the presence of God. I'm almost through, y'all. He said, I'm in the presence of God. Now, what I'm saying, since you don't believe, I'm going to shut you up. You ain't going to be able to say nothing. Because I don't want no doubt coming at you. I don't want you to mess up the blessing. You know how folks will mess up. So you know how people say, you know, you can mess the blessing up. You can speak it to the listeners. You know, don't be speaking that stuff on your life like that. So he knew, and God knew, Zacharias wasn't going to be ready, Doc. He knew he going to have a problem with this here. He shut his, what did he do, Reverend? He shut him up, Reverend. When he said dumb, that means he closed his speech up. You know what I'm talking about? So, because the Bible said, I'm only reading Bible. He said, the reason why he said, because thou believest not my words. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, when we try to call ourselves, and we believe it, when we call ourselves prophesizing, and we call ourselves warning you about the love of the Lord, and you don't hear, and sometime or another, he don't do you like he do Zacharias. He closed your mouth. Or sometimes what he do, he just close his spirit off of you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. He will move that spirit off of you, and he'll let you wander around there. But one, if you of his child, you know, if you really a child of God, if you stay closer to it, even though you make your little bumps and you hit your little valley, but somewhere down the line, he's going to have someone to speak to like he did this angel, did to this brother here. But look what he did to him. He was in there so long, and he came out, and he couldn't speak, and the people looked at him. Look what they did. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and proceeded that he had seen a vision in the temple. Help me, Holy Spirit. There you go, Reverend. For he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. Help me, Holy Spirit. And it came to pass that as soon as the day of his of the ministration were accomplished, departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, Reverend. And hide herself 5 months, saying, "Thus has the Lord dealt with me in the days where he looked upon me and taken me away with reproach among them." And look what he said, Reverend. Mm-hmm. And then it was 6 months, and the angel Gabriel, here we go, was sent from God, help me, Holy Spirit, unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, and to the virgin espoused to the man whose name was Joseph, and whose house was David. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the virgin name was Mary. And the angel came into her and said, he said, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed are the among women. And when she saw this, I'm going somewhere, y'all. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. Mm-hmm. And cast in her mind, look what it said, what manner of salutation this shall be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. And bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he shall be great. I'm gonna stop somewhere, y'all. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord of God shall give unto him the throne of David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob. For his kingdom, there should be no more ending. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There should be no ending. And look at this. There said Mary unto the angel, how should this be? See, I know not a man. Here we go, y'all.
All right.
And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost. Here we go. There's no Holy Ghost again.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee, and therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. And
mm-hmm.
behold, thou cousin Elizabeth, see and have also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6 months with her, and who were childbearing. For with God,
mm-hmm.
here we go, nothing shall be impossible. I wanted to stop there. I read that because you had to read it all to get the story, because we didn't. If you've been around the book a while, you know that story. But let me just put a little bit my little input with all that reading we just read. Now, Jesus, God was hooking these two kinfolks up. He was getting them together, Look at the Holy Spirit, Reverend. He was getting them together because one man started the thing out, getting us prepared,
mm-hmm.
getting us prepared for the coming of the Messiah. And his name was John. And John was going to be the one to come before Jesus. And as he come, he was going to be the one to tell you by the Lord. And if you
mm-hmm.
are of John, you are going to listen to him and follow him. And what you're going to do, and you're going to be baptized by him as well. But here's the one, he's going to be teaching until you get ready for that. None of us could present Jesus. But John did. Help me, Holy Spirit. He presented.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people try to present Jesus. You know, they best have their presentation to present you. They write it up and they come on and tell you how it's supposed to do. But let me tell you, Holy Spirit, I've learned something today. I've learned something from my heart that these two women had got encounter by the Holy Ghost. They got encounter by the Holy Spirit, and both of them were by the same angel, Gabriel, who was sent to them. See, he had a special assignment, brother. He had a special assignment, and when he went to them, he went to Zacharias, he went to Elizabeth, now he went to Mary. Look what he's doing right here, brother. He's showing them that how he's going to connect this thing together. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And these mothers is going to carry some jewels. Help me, Holy Spirit. They're going to carry some jewels. And he said, matter of fact, I don't know, Reverend, I don't know if they ever did it for you or anything else like that, but let me say this, Reverend, that I believe someone prayed for us while we was in our mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that, you know, they used to do this here, and it's the reason why, you know, you hear some people say, the doctor said, don't drink while you're pregnant. Don't smoke while
mm-hmm.
you're pregnant. You know what I'm talking about? It's almost a form
mm-hmm.
of a Nazarene vow, you know. Don't get into nowhere these spirits can transfer into that baby, you know.
Right.
Even when your baby
right.
come out, you want to take that baby and take it to the altar and let the people pray for them so God can cover them while they weaning them in the baby stage and keeping them close to God. Then you can be like Reverend and his grandbaby, you know. He looking over there, he
mm-hmm.
taking them to school. He's reading Psalm 37 one day, you know, and fret not thyself,
yeah.
right? From evil doers,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so these things, you're still to them. But these babies here, God's going to use him to bring us back to him. Oh, help you, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Hear how he did John, bring us back to him. Now, Jesus is going to do what the first Adam couldn't do. The first Adam broke this thing and allowed us to be in sin like we are today. But he come today at this time to get us ready to see how you can walk this earth and still live holy and still not sin.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't at that time, but he wanted them to know, Reverend. He wanted them to know, if you see this thing, is it anything too hard for God? If it's anything impossible
mm-hmm.
for the Lord. He even said when they see this young lady, everybody going to look at her and say, she is more favorable to any woman that walked this earth. That's what he told her. And I know certain religions, they worship her more than they worship the Father. You know what I'm talking about? And I know they live for God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? But the Bible said right here, and they teaching that, I don't know where the talk got kind of missing screws right there a little bit. But I believe no one should be lifted up higher than God. I believe no one. Look what it says. Look what it says in verse 32. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give him a throne of his father David. Look what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And watch it. In his kingdom, there should but there'll be no end. See, these kingdoms today, they're falling. Every kingdom you see now has failed. But when he really comes, when he truly comes, that kingdom we're talking about, we believe it's going to be as a form of a one world order. We believe it's going to be one religious group. It's going to be one religious man. It's going to have us trying to worship one religion. We believe in that last day. We really believe in the eschatology. We believe in the end time. That kingdom is going to come down. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's going to come down because when Jesus comes back this second time, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, let me get home. For and Mary said, behold, the handmaid. I'm in the book, y'all. And the handmaid. The handmaid of the Lord. But look what it said, but unto me, according to thy word, and the angel depart from her. And Mary rose in them days and went into the hills in the country and haste unto the city of Judea and entered into the house of Zechariah and saluted, who's he did it to? Elizabeth. Look at her. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, and the baby leaped in her womb, help me, Holy Spirit. And and Elizabeth was filled with what?
The Holy Ghost.
Was filled with what? With the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm home now. I'm home now. See, that's like when we come together here, my brothers and sisters. If you have the Holy Spirit in your presence, that you do, because you receive them as your Lord and Savior, and we all come together, and we come together without any kind of strains attached to it, and we come on one accord, and we ignite in His thing. The Bible don't state it like this. There's no better party than a Holy Ghost party. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Because the Holy Ghost party, if it don't stop, brother. You hear what
that's right.
We usually just pray one song, and sometimes we just pray another song, you know. I heard we pray two songs yesterday before we got out there yesterday. I'm telling you, when the Spirit of God is here, worship and praise is here, it's not always a place that you get torn down and torn down so much that you can't lift them up. You'll get torn down to be built up. Help me, Holy Spirit. Did that sound right to you? You'll get torn down. What you saying, Brother Eric? I mean, we're trying to tear that flesh off of you, that flesh, and let you come out in the spiritual man. See, your spiritual man wants to take his feet out there. Your spiritual man wants to raise his hand up. Your spiritual man wants to raise his voice and say real loud, I love the Lord.
Yeah.
That spirit man want to say it. He heard my cry. Let me leave y'all alone.
Yeah.
He pitied every groan. That spirit man want to say that. Every groan. You know what I'm saying? I love this thing, man. You know what I love about the rim? Because I got a testimony, man. Because he changed my life. I got a personal relationship with him. If he don't touch nobody on this song, he touched Eric. I know he do. You know what?
Amen.
Because I feel him all over my own body, man. Look what the scripture does.
Mm-hmm.
He said when Elizabeth and when she felt her and she heard her and she got closer to her, and brother, that baby on the inside leaped. You know what I'm saying, Reverend? He was filled with the Holy Ghost, Reverend.
Yeah.
Leap. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we get in some true worship. You can't be still. If you're around somebody, don't want to praise and move. I tell you,
don't
let nobody steal your joy. If you're over here right now and you want to praise God, don't let nobody, well, this ain't the right time to do this, Brother Eric. You know, we need to do this like this, Brother Eric. You know, let me tell you something. You better take your sedentary somewhere, because I feel like worshiping him. I don't need you to hold me down for praise, because you got a hindrance.
Man.
Somebody told you this is how it's supposed to go. But then when God is in your heart, remember, we play the song, I don't want no rock crying out of my place.
That's right.
We played that, didn't we, Rev? Look what he said. Because I'm going to stop here. I'm going to stop. Y'all don't believe I ain't going to stop. Look what he said. And she spake out with a loud voice. Here we go. I kind of said it a little faster. Can I do it again? And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice. Did you hear that, Reverend? And said, blessed are thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when is this to me, that thou mother of my Lord should come to me? Help me, Holy Spirit. You got to understand something. She said something. How is that you come over here and you have this baby in you? How did I get this honor for you to come in my house? You know what I'm saying? And come in my city. I feel something that I have never felt on me ever in life. You know, one thing, I have a child. And another thing, and you came, and the child leaked inside me, and then it never left like this before. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Never did anything. He said, blessed are you, you know, of the fruit of your. She said, it's going to be some fruit coming out of that labor. You know what I'm talking about? How many you are a prodigal of the fruit of Mary's baby? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. How many you know if we had not been there, that we wouldn't be here today, but she came. And she did what God did. She went and met her. Now, she did it with, she didn't do it with a soft voice, she did it with a loud voice. But the book says in 44, for lo, as soon as the voice of thy salvation sounds in my ear, that's what she said, right? The babe leap in my womb. Help me. He said, not mad, but with joy, Reverend. That's what he said, right? Blessed is she that believes, for there should be what? A performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I want to do this for time's sake. Now, I'm kind of held down a little bit, but I want you to know what I want to give to you. In this next verse, it says, and Mary said, my soul do magnify the Lord. I got to do this here. And my spirit have rejoicing in God my Savior. For he have regarded the low estate of the handmaid. For behold, that henceforth all generations should call me blessed. And for he that is mighty has done a great thing, and holy in his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, this generation we're talking about, we're talking about our generation right now, too, today. That's happened before that. She was saying something's going to happen for us, and we already know what happened. We believe that he came. We believe that when he came out the womb, I know it ain't Easter right now, y'all. I know it ain't Easter, nothing like that. But I know it ain't Christmas, you know what I'm talking about. I know it ain't nothing. The season that we put or mention something like the scriptures that we mentioned and quote. But let me tell you something. It helps us through the years. It helps us through the days that we know how it started and where it started at and how it happened. It just wasn't no ordinary thing. You see what happened right there. It changed people's life and thinking. And look how God blessed them so he can bless us. Now you see why people get radical when the Spirit come over them. Because when the Spirit come over, she did it with a loud voice. You know what I'm talking about? So when you hear somebody with a loud voice praise the Lord, look back what Elizabeth did. When you hear somebody walk in and you feel that presence, say, man, they got the presence because Jesus is in them. Don't look at the person like they them. Look at the person who's in them and say, boy, God's blessed them. I thank God for sitting at the feet because the Bible says how beautiful are they to preach the gospel. How beautiful are their feet to preach the gospel, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, and I'm telling you right now, the word has to be preached. The word has to be taught to a person that he can't err. You know what I'm talking about? He has to be taught and preached to the person that he can't be in a place that he didn't know or she didn't know. Because when that day comes, the Bible says it has to reach all nations. But can I open that up just a little bit? It has to reach north. It has to be south.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be east and west before he returns the second time. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when he turns the second time, you want to be like the one, like I said, Lord, judge me out of your book of life. Lord, judge me out of your book of life. Because I know if you look me in that book of life, my name in there, you know what we're going to say? Well done, my faithful God plan. You was over a little bit of thing, you know. Now, God's plan, come up a little higher, you know. I'm speaking to everyone who believes in him. I'm speaking because you cannot do nothing on this earth and think you're going to make it in without making no mistake. The Bible said, he said, we are saved by grace, not our own self. Oh, hell, that's what he said, right? And then he
right.
told her, he said, not your words, because you should boast. You know, it's the gift of God through Jesus Christ. It ain't nothing we can do in this body can make it in. But what we can do is get closer to him. Start doing what we're doing right now. And I guarantee you this, my brother and sister, you're going to have some valleys. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to have some you probably can't get out a whole year. You might have some you can't get out 10, 20 years. But let me tell you something. Is there anything impossible for God? He took an old couple and allowed them to have a baby. He took the other gospel mentioned her husband. He took Mary and she knew no man and covered her with the Holy Ghost. And why that's why we call him the Son of God, because he covered her and impregnated her. And God the one that did this. And so when the Holy Spirit came up on her like that, that's what made him come the Son of God. Help the Holy Spirit. And that's how we see it now. What we see, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are all one. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're all one. Quit trying to make it to separate. Quit trying to separate them. When you see me, have I been with you this long? You don't know? That's what he told old Philip. Let me do that one thing. Let me do that scripture one time. Holy Spirit told me, go ahead, Ralph. Let's go John right quick. I'm going to leave this thing alone. He told, have we been there so long with? That's what he said, right? John 14.
Mm-hmm.
Is I'm in the book? Look how I read, y'all. I'm going to be through with y'all. Look what he said. Philip said unto the Lord, 14:8. Philip said unto the Lord, show us the Father. Look what he said. Now watch this here now. Philip said unto him, look what it says. Philip said unto the Lord, show us the Father, and it suffice for us. That's what yours read? Did you read that? He said, show us, let me break that down. Show us God so we can believe. That's what he's saying. Show us God so we can believe. And Jesus said to him, that's what he said, I been so long time with you, and you yet have not known me, Philip. He that has seen me has seen the Father. Look what he said, and has said it, thou then show us the Father. Believe it not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but of the Father that dwelt in me and do thy work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the ever work's sake. You was it, brother? Verily, I say unto you, he that believe on me, and the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I wanted to end that like that, to let you know, he came now, and he did it, and he represented his Father. And he, and I say when I say represent, I'm looking at him, he brought a little of himself on this earth, right? He allowed a little self to be on this earth and allow him to walk amongst us, because he said in John, he said, the beginning was the Word, and the Word was Word. What he said was him. I love how scripture, it speaks so plainly, but some people try to make it so much as a controversy there, you know what I'm talking about? But look at it here now. Just believe the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and stay with that. And allow that to hold you in times of need. You don't have to be a scholar to get into heaven. All you got to do is have faith and believe. Like the scripture said, confess out your mouth that your Lord, that God has raised him from the dead. If you believe that, thou should be saved. But the man believed in his heart for righteousness, right? And out the mouth, he confessed unto salvation. Believe that, and you'll be saved.
Yeah.
You'll be saved. Mm-hmm. So don't leave here. Well, if you have a problem with your salvation, don't leave here if you didn't know about worshiping just then. We've been taught when the Holy Ghost comes, you don't be still. They always told me that, Reverend. That's why I got up there, too. When the Holy Ghost comes, you don't be still. You're going to move. You're going to shout. You're going to wave your hand. You're going to do something because it's so much in you. You can't hold it and be still. So I thank God for that.
Right.
I think if it was something said, Reverend, if it was misunderstood, Lord, we just ask you to bless their heart, Lord, to be able to have that misunderstanding that we can try to help them. If we can't explain it, Lord, we ask you to speak to them, Lord, when in their prayer life, like you did Zacharias. He prayed a long time, Lord, and finally you gave him something. But even in his faith, you didn't allow him to go nowhere else with that worry in his faith, but you allowed him to be quiet for a minute. And let you see him. Allowed him to see him. So I thank God. I thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I truly do. I thank him for what he does for the church. And I thank him for how he's been holding this church up. So we pray for him. And we pray with you that he keep you is our prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Can y'all help me, brother?
Beautiful. Yes, sir. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. We thank the Lord for this day. We thank the Lord for this hour. We thank the Lord for this service, for this worship service he allows us to attend. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Well, there be one. Now it's the time you push the one button for one prayer. Want to comment?
Yeah.
To tell God, thank you. Praise the Lord.
Good morning, my brothers. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for the word.
Mm-hmm.
She said he leaped in my womb.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't he good? So, brother, you got to say. Ain't he good?
Yes,
now, I was listening to my brother give the word of God this morning, real. I got back now. I know I'm not gonna hold you guys long. But the two things I was listening to as he was speaking, and one, I heard him say that, you know, we don't beat no one up to come on and speak, and maybe this is not the right time. This is not the right place. But Reverend Henry, Reverend Eric, Brother D, stop by to let the world know that when you wake up in the morning, you should wake up praising him.
Mm.
We want the world to know that all through the day, you should praise him.
Mm.
And when you go down to lay down at night, you should tell God, thank you for allowing you to see and make it through another day.
Yeah.
You should ask the Lord to watch over you all night long while you're slumming and sleep, that you wake up in the morning. A lot of them laid down last night, real, didn't wake up this morning. So you ought
right
to tell God,
it.
Thank you. So when we said, what time is it? All time is the right time to tell God. What did she say? She said, he leaped in my womb. I got stuck right there. I was enjoying the service, but I got stuck right there. Because the Lord will leap in you. I promise you he will. If you do what the Lord say, he'll leap in you.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for Jesus. I ask that you all just continue to do the work that you're doing. Pray my strength in the Lord that we will continue to grow forth and go stronger each and every day.
Yes, sir.
You should truly want the Lord to leap in you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Rebel, I'm going to go on mute. I got a lot of noise in here, but I'm here every morning.
Praise
I was good yesterday to enjoy the word of God. There's nothing no better to me than starting my day off hearing the word of God. Amen. Thank you, my brother. Love you, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love you as well. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Truly, God has blessed us this day. And like I said, all time is the right time to tell God, thank you. As many times it run across your mind to just worship God, tell him thank you. Hallelujah. And show him your thanksgiving. Show him that you're thankful for how he has blessed you. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. We have golden nuggets, as we call them, beautiful. And Martha has sent in three passages of golden nuggets. One is talent search. Talent search. The topic here is read Isaiah 6:8. I heard the voice. The Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Oh, hallelujah. God ever asked you that? Whom shall I send? And the Spirit speaks up. Send me, Lord, I'll go. Praise the Lord. Your life is God's gift to you. Make it your gift to God. Life is a gift from God, praise the Lord. Your life is God's gift to you. Make it your gift to God. Oh, just like,
amen.
Praise the Lord, Hannah did yesterday. God blessed her with a child. She gave him back to him. Hallelujah. Just like
gave
brother
it back
DJ.
To her.
Yes, sir.
It back.
Yes, mm-hmm. Just like Brother D said, when all time is the right time to thank God, when God put it on your mind, hallelujah, thank him for it, hallelujah. Whatever it is, sickness, pain, tribulation, turmoil, thank him for it, hallelujah, because God have to allow it to be. You ought to tell him thank you, because we believe that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. He working it out for us, because he know if he allow a little rain to come upon us, hallelujah, we'll be like Job, though you slay me, but yet will I trust you. Lord, I trust you.
Yes,
I may not understand it fully, but Lord, I trust you. So I'm following you, Lord. And I know that you'll guide me through the weather, through this storm, hallelujah, of life. I'm hoping and I'm depending on you, not upon myself, because it looks weary for me. But I'm hoping, I'm trusting the Lord, you got it. So I can just put all my trust in you. Hallelujah. So I tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in advance. I don't have to see the end results, but I can, in the midst of the storm, I can tell you, thank you. Hallelujah. Let him, God, choose. Hallelujah. Letting God choose. Genesis 13:9-13. Also Genesis 13:11. Hallelujah. Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan. Yeah. It says, conscience comes when we want God's will more than our own way. Hallelujah. Contentment comes when we want God's will more than our way. Hallelujah. When we pray, we often say, God, thy will be done. You know, Jesus got to the God of Gethsemane. Not my will, but thy will be done. Yes. So we thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Not about us, Lord, but it's all about you and what you want for us, what you want for our lives. Thank you, Lord. And who gets the credit? He also says, this is the last one. Who gets the credit? praise the Lord. Jeremiah 9:24, let him who glory in this, that he understands and knows me. Oh, hallelujah, Jeremiah 9:24. Know that God's understanding, God knows. He knows you better than you know yourself because he is the creator of us all. Thank you, Lord. We were created to give God the glory. Hallelujah. So we thank God today that he knows us. Hallelujah. And since he knows us, he knows what it makes to, he knows what it takes to make us. He knows what it takes to break us. He knows what it takes to make us lift our hands in praise. He knows what it takes to say, Lord, not my will, but thine will be done. He knows what it takes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the midst of the storm, he knows what it takes for you to have that peace that surpasses all understanding. God knows what it takes. He knows what it takes when you get to, it seems like you can't make it another step. He knows what it takes for you to stretch your hand and say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee, no other help that I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, whether can I go? He knows what it takes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he's the maker, the creator. Hallelujah. The Alpha and the Omega. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank God today. We love him. Hallelujah. Just tell him thank you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, we can let the world know he's a jealous God.
Mm-hmm.
He's a jealous God, sisters and brothers. Don't let him mess. He's a jealous God.
Yes,
after me and my house, I want the world to know, sir. I'm on the Lord's side. I want the world to know, sir, that I'm on the Lord's side. He done for me what no other power could do.
Mm-hmm.
No how. When I was lost in a world of sin, rip, I had no way back. But he sent his son to die for me. I'm going to tell him thank you until I go home and see him face to face. I want the world to know he's a jealous God. I wouldn't let his wrath come down on me if I was you. I just wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't take the chance. I wouldn't let another minute, another second go by without telling God thank you, brother Mary. I wouldn't let a minute go by.
I need your help, Brother D. I need your help, Brother D.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I was privileged on yesterday to hear some good encouragement yesterday, you know. And I was really impressed how I heard somebody's growth, you know. That's Brother Willie, you know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard him say something at the end, Brother Dahl, and Brother Debo. I had to use that name. I had to sign the nickname. Right? I had to say that, but since it's here, we hear his growth, man. And I know you know more than I do because you've been around a long time.
We hear his growth, man.
He said some things last night to me. I was just listening. And he had all the encouragement. Everybody said it well, man. You know what I'm talking about? But you know what I love about God? God want to hear from you. And he did it.
That's right.
Yes, he did. He did it, man.
He allowed God to use him. You know, there are some people. Man, you don't have to force nobody to say, do you want prayer? You don't have to force nobody to praise God. If they love God and they want prayer, brothers and sisters, you ain't got to stop. They gonna come get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Thank you, Lord.
But I love how he did it because the conviction of the Holy Ghost. See, every time we read in that passage, it was the Holy Ghost that helped them.
you know, it was the Holy Ghost came upon them. And I believe that was on Brother Brother D. I think that was, I believe that was on Brother Willie Dog.
Brother Dog, on Brother Dog.
Yeah, because he was tired, man. He was.
Yes.
I remember time he just
yes.
didn't. I remember time when I first started yes, with him. He would have cut the ministry off when he kept on going. Now he's considering that is a change of growth, man. That's a growth there, man.
Yeah.
That's a growth. Don't need to be looked by.
That's it.
Because
yeah.
I know for a fact, if you keep doing what you're doing over here, and you keep doing what you're doing over there, God's going to change you. Because you can't be around this thing.
He's never missed yet.
You can't be around him, don't change. Because God's spirit is too strong. Thing we learn, Reverend and Brother D, one thing we learn, either that spirit going to go or you going to go. And right now, he ain't with nowhere. Watch this. He ain't with nowhere. So that spirit is growing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
One got to go. One or the other got to go.
I was so happy to hear him talking like that, because he'd be surprised. You know, a lot of folks, I'm sure, I have never heard these people came over here. Well, I hear they over there, you know what I'm talking about. But I do know that the platform that he has, he can reach a lot of people, you know what I'm talking about. And a lot of people over there, you know, they, like he said, they'll do all on Facebook. They'll hide behind some things. But I've learned something. There's a process in everything. We just keep on feeding them with the water, because there got to be a seed there, because they keep coming listening, brother. It has to be a seed. They keep listening. So we just add that water. And I learned something, brother D, and right now, Reverend, God only one can increase them. God can only one
increase
them. Yeah, that's all. He can
one planet, one water.
Yeah, that's it. You know, we just have to watch it, man, because I'm guilty of it too, man. I be thinking sometimes this song will be overflowed with people saying they love the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? They want to say and testify. You know what I'm talking about? But, we can't make them do nothing, man. All we can do is just present it to them and sit down, you know. You know, let the conviction of God get to it. So I thank God for that. That inspired me that our brother's growing, you know what I'm talking about? And like I said, Brother Debo, you know, I know you've been around, because he sent you to school one time, and you got a couple of L's come down, you know, you got some D's, you know, but then you graduated valedictorian, you know. Show me cool out of you, though.
You gotta be stopped. But you know, my brother, you know what I look at? I look at how the Lord used the no good, nothing, wretched people, because he used me.
Mm-hmm.
And let me know he can do it. And see, then your job, he used you to give you a task. See, your task is to go around and let your light shine. See, and then Brother Eric going to look at him. He said, I remember. We'll look at him now. I remember the F that he got. Like I said, he got some D's, he got some C's, but he graduated. Look at him now. See, Reverend Heron going to say, if the Lord, now we're going to take that out. We're going to use the word if, because we know God don't deal in if. We're going to say the Lord did that for you. Then I got to try him, because I know what he'll do. I'm seeing what he did for this. You was nothing. You was an alcoholic. You was a dope fiend. You had the foulest mouth in the world, but he cleansed you up.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't half that bad. I'm getting him a little more to work with. I know he can work with me. All I'm trying to tell you, sister and brother, is turn your life over to him. That's all you got to do. God, I heard a preacher say this once before, that I'll never forget it.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a few things that the Lord found out that he couldn't do himself. And there was one, he never found a sinner that could save himself. That's what I never forget. I forgot a couple of them. That's what I never forget. God has never found a sinner that could save himself. Don't you know you can stop doing what you're doing right now and never sin again in life, so you think you didn't. Just in your mind, you're still a sinner if you never came to Christ to be saved.
Yes, it does.
Even though you change your ways, you still a sinner unless you come to Christ.
That's it.
But yes, Lord, my brother, he's working a powerful work in that brother, and I'm so proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just got to hold him
yeah.
and help keep him in the right road.
God bless him.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes. God is in the blessing business, my brother. He's in the blessing business.
Yes, sir. I'm about to get out of here. I'm about to get out of here, Doc. I got to get out of here. You know, like I said, you guys can keep pushing, but I got to ease on. But I just wanted to inject that in there, man, just, that God is blessing our brother, man, to bless others, you know. That's what I believe, you know. You know, and then right along, he's blessing himself, you know. That's how we do it, you know. And he got to care for the people. He has to care for the people's heart, you know. I might not be wrong about that, right? He has to care for the people's heart. Am I wrong about that?
Sir.
I believe he got the care of the people's heart.
Yeah, Yeah.
And I believe, you know, that's why we're here to help, you know, when he asks us to come help him. I say something. I know he got a funny way of doing things. I know he got his own way out. He presented, but it's working, though, you know what I'm talking about? You know, and I just thank God for not just working for the people, it's working on him. If I can say that in faith, you know, it's working on him. So that's be with him in prayer, you know, that God keep him, you know. Because any time a man said, man, I'm trying to refrain, man. He's sending this on a lot of people. He go around and they can chew the fat. Like, when I say chew the fat, they chew the fat, brother. You know what I'm talking about? And they don't say anything out of their mouth, you know what I'm talking about? And he telling them, man, I want to change. He's saying this, man. And you don't think God hearing that?
My God.
You don't think God hearing that? It's God hearing that, man. And he's going to bless him. I stand agree with that. He's going to bless him.
Mm-hmm.
And my fact, watch this. I'm like, Brother D, I'm going to take that out of there. He already blessed him. If I can sing,
yes,
I'll sing this song. Said, bless me, Lord. Bless me. Even me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a song?
Even me.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
About.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, brother, man. And lift that brother up, man. Keep that brother lift up, man. You know.
Yes, sir.
He spoke bold, man. I heard from his heart, you know.
Thank you.
He wanted to hang up, man. He never been like that. That's because he have a change now. He's been changed. He didn't been stuff going in his heart now. He loves people too, though. You know. That's why he does some of the things. I'm just saying this. I know it's Mother's Day coming up. I just wanted to drop that in your seed, you know. Just drop that in your seed, you know. Thank God for the Holy Spirit and what he has for the church.
Praise the Lord.
May God bless you and keep you as my prayer, you know.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Brother, can you help us with it? I got to get out of there. I ain't gonna lie. I got to go, you know.
Yes, sir. We thank God today. Truly, it has been a blessing. Whenever we can hear that God has blessed somebody to look in the mirror and decide, I want to be better for God. I want to be closer to God. The job has been done. Hallelujah. We truly thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As we go to God in prayer, oh, hallelujah. Thank you for what he has already done. And you'll have the strength of what he will do. Just thank you. I mean, if it's rough right now, thinking he done made it smooth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you feel weak, just know that he can make you strong. If you feel far away, know he can draw you nigh unto himself. Thank you, Lord. Father God in heaven, we come thanking you, Father, for your goodness. We're so thankful of your mercy. Thank you, Father God, how you have been in attendance with us. Father God, we count it as privilege, even as blessing. Continue, Father God, to keep us near thee, Father God, that we may walk closer, that we may be better, knowing and realize that time is shorter than when we first believed, Father God, than when we, before we started this broadcast, hallelujah, this day, time is all shorter, even from when we fresh daughter just a few minutes ago. So, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this closer walk with thee. Continue to draw us closer to thee. Father God, for we be close to thee. Father God, we can help others. But bless us, Father God. You can show us where the pitfalls are. You can show us what we need to put off and put on. You can show us, Father God, and you can clear our understanding. So we said, thank you, Lord God. All that we have, it was because of you. The good that we can do, it is because of you. The positive thinking we can think, it is because of you. Our spiritual growth is because of you, Father God. How we walk, Father God, how we talk, it is because of you. How you shaping, making, and molding us just what you would have us to be, so we can continue to say, not our will, Lord, but thine will be done. And Father God, and those that believe and those that still struggling, help thine our unbelief, Father God, that we may believe more in you and doubt less, Father God, and trust in you more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just said thank you. Thank you for the word this day. Thank you for the message. Thank you for the messenger. Thank you for the testimonies, Father God. Thank you for that praise report. And someone, hallelujah, is growing. We tell you, thank you, Lord. These are the blessings we ask. And thank you, Father God, for the what we call our golden nuggets, Father God. Thank you, Father. Continue to speak to us, Father, and bless us to have that spiritual ear and be receptive of thy word in Jesus' name. We do pray and we thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through, create me a clean. wonderful change. Y'all remember this? Has come over me.
with hope.